In this problem, the radius of a hydrogen nucleus is believed to be about 1.2 times 10 minus 15 meters. If an electron moves around the nucleus at that radius, in other words, if an electron moves around basically at the outside of the nucleus, what would be its speed according to the planetary model? What would be the total mechanical energy of this electron? And are these numbers actually reasonable? Okay, so there's three parts of this question. So let's start to work this out. So what we know is the radius of the hydrogen nucleus was given to us as 1.2 times 10 to the minus 15. And if an electron rotates around the nucleus, what would be its speed? Well, let's look at the forces. We know that we have the Coulomb force, Q1, Q2 over 4 pi epsilon 0 r squared. That has to equal the centripetal force, which is mv squared over r for a circle. So some of the things here are going to cancel out, but let's go ahead and solve this equation then for v squared, because what we're going to try to find, of course, is the speed. If I solve that equation, I get e squared. I just go ahead and the charge of the nucleus is e, and the electron has charge e. So I'm just ignoring now the plus and the minus, because I just want to calculate the magnitude and the speed. So I get e squared over 4 pi epsilon mr. Well, to put this in reasonable units, let's go ahead and multiply the top and the bottom by c squared. Because see, then I'm going to get I'm going to have down here, the proton energy. Okay, so let's put the numbers in. 1 over 4 pi epsilon 0 is 8.9876 times 10 to the 9th. Newtons times meter squared times c squared. Let me go ahead and put a parenthesis around that. Then next we're going to get e squared, 1.6022 times 10 to the minus 19 coulomb squared. Again, I'm doing this to many significant figures. And then the speed of light, 2.9979 times 10 to the 8th meters per second squared. Most of the time, of course, we just write this as 1.6, and we write this as 3. But again, because of the Webb assignment situation, I'm just trying to get you used to that. Okay, let's see. I said this is now going to be... No, this is the electron moving around. I think I said the proton. It's the electron moving around, so it's the electron mass that we want to put in here, not the proton. So mc squared, I looked this up as 0.511 times 10 to the 6th electron volt is mc squared. And then, let's see, I think I changed this conversion. I wanted to change this to joules, because at this point I'm using the international system, so I wanted to get rid of the electron volts. So I multiply by 1.6022 times 10 to the minus 19 joules per electron volts, so electron volts will cancel. And then I have the radius of the hydrogen nucleus is 1.2 times 10 to the minus 15 meters. Okay, this is a lot of numbers, but I've done everything here in the international system. Okay, I multiply this out for v squared, and I get v squared. This number, I take the square root, I get 4.59 times 10 to the 8th meters per second, and notice that this is 1.53 times the speed of light. So this speed is too high. This will not be allowed we've done this problem non-relativistically, but this basically will not work. Okay, let's look at the second part, which said what would the total mechanical energy be? In order to calculate the total mechanical energy, you just go back, you can go back to the study of gravitation, and we found that E is equal to minus 1/2 times, I think it was the potential energy. Okay, so let's just put those numbers in. I went ahead and just changed this to 0.5. 1 over 4 pi epsilon is, again, here, approximately 9 times 10 to the 9th. The charge squared is 1.6022 times 10 to the minus 19 coulombs squared over R. So again, I've done this in the international system, so the answer will turn out to be in joules. I get minus 9.613. And if I change that to electron volts, this is minus 600 kilovolts. Well, this is a lot of energy. Be probably too much energy for an electron to have in this situation. So are these numbers reasonable? No. The speed here was too high, and this was too much energy. Okay, let me work out the first problem, though, using different units. I worked it out in the international system. And as you've learned, sometimes it's useful to use special units in terms of C and so forth, and we've given you several of these combinations in the text. So here, remember what we were going to calculate is v squared equal e squared over 4 pi epsilon 0 times mc squared r times c squared. I've broken it out this way because I think in the book we give you the value of e squared over 4 pi epsilon 0. I think this may be in the front cover, and that is 1.44 0.00 electron volt meters. And then mc squared, of course, for electron, if I write it in electron volts, it's this number. Remember, it's 511 kilovolts. And then I write the radius was given to us as 1.2 times 10 minus 12 meters, but I write that in nanometers. So if I, and then I have c squared here, so I'm just going to leave the c squared here. If I multiply all these numbers out, I get 1.532 times the speed of light.